Next is a progress note on Linda Weinhold, W-E-I-N-H-O-L-D, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Complaint was Covenant, Glenn, and Frankenmuth. New paragraph, chief complaint. I was asked to evaluate left side of abdominal hernias, period. She also has increasing edema. New paragraph history. Overall, Mrs. Weinhold feels relatively well, period. She notices a bulging more when she stands and walks, and it moves, and to the left side of the abdomen, period. There's also a very slight umbilical hernia, period. She denies pain at all, period. She's more worried about the fact that it seems to be mobile, period. Her ulcer, for the most part, healed, but her edema is worsening again, and she is on Lasix with a resistant increase to 40 milligrams daily, and she elevates the legs, period. There's the development of some slight scab wounds on her feet, period. She does elevate the legs, period. Paragraph, her legs are being wrapped, period. However, I do not believe there's any, they don't report any new stasis ulcer in the legs, but they're worried about that because of edema. Review assistant is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, and she can walk, period. Paragraph examination, she's not distressed or ill, period. She's awake and alert and oriented. Blood pressure 118 over 65, temperature 98.1, pulse 64. Head and neck was unremarkable. Lungs were clear to auscultation. Cardiovascular exam revealed a systolic ejection number 1 out of 6. Abdominal exam revealed the left side of abdominal hernia, period. It seems fairly large, but it's easily reducible, period. There's also a mild umbilical hernia, period. It's worse when she stands. It was not too prominent when laying down, period. It only increased slightly when she elevated her head off the bed, period. There's no abdominal tenderness, period. Extremities revealed 2+ edema of her legs, period. Paragraph assessment and plan. Once the abdominal hernia, I do not recommend surgery at this point, period. If necessary and bothersome, they may use a truss or something to keep it in, but otherwise, I don't think she's at risk of incarceration, period. She was instructed, though, that if she gets severe pain, to call or go to the hospital in case there is some strangulation, but this, my assessment is that the risk of strangulation is very low, period. Two, she has edema, and we've increased her Lasix to 40 milligrams daily again, period. Three, she has atrial fibrillation, heart rate is stable on metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day plus amiodarone, 100 milligrams daily plus Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation, period. I do wish to check a BM, basic metabolic panel, because of her diuretic use, period. There's coronary artery disease and alkalinity plavix, 75 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating and a dictation.